Weather conditions across the northern plains will become a little bit more unsettled as we move forward through the weekend into next week, and the temperatures will gradually turn colder. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've had some significant snow in the last 24 hours in parts of western Canada's prairies, and a new disturbance will likely push across our region as we go forward through the afternoon and into the evening, but we're not expecting that to generate much precipitation, although by tomorrow morning we will have seen some rain and a little bit of wet snow for a brief period of time in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. That'll be followed by another storm system of larger size that will impact the Canadian prairies once again as we go forward into the weekend, and a part of that system will likely bring us another chance for some showers Sunday going into Monday, but we do not expect to see nearly the intensity of precipitation here as we are going to see in Canada. But that might change with the next event, which comes along as we move into the middle part of next week. Monday, we'll have a little bit of snow impacting North Dakota and Montana, mostly the northern parts of the region, and it looks like everybody else will be relatively dry biased for a while. But rain will then develop as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, and a deep low pressure system pushing across the region along with a frontal system will bring the winds around to the northwest and bring much colder air into the region that will create a little bit of rain and rain changing to snow as the storm system and associated frontal boundary pushes through the region. All of that, though, is midweek next week and leaving plenty of time for change. Afternoon temperatures today will still be turning cooler across many areas relative to yesterday's warmth. We'll expect highs today in the 30s and 40s in the western Dakotas, but the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will see temperatures in the 40s and 50s. There will even be some 60-degree readings from the Sioux Falls area into southern portions of Minnesota. Tomorrow, we'll see the cooler air overspread even the easternmost parts of the region. Everybody will be in the 40s tomorrow with a few upper 30s in the northern part of Minnesota. On Saturday, we'll get a chance to warm up a little bit with temperatures getting into the 40s and 50s across many areas with a few lower 60s in southwestern South Dakota. But that will be the only day that will be warming up. We'll look for a return of cooler weather Sunday through Tuesday of next week. And eventually, the high temperatures are going to be cooling down to 20s and 30s in the west and 30s and 40s in the east, but that'll be during early to midweek. Nighttime lows will eventually slip into some teens and 20s next week, but we're not expecting to see a lot of cold air like that. We will see the western Dakotas, though, a bit colder tomorrow morning with a lot of teens and 20s. The eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota will see 20s and lower 30s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.